Wednesday, November 24th. President had a super solid schedule of meetings today as a result of restocking the schedule to set up for early departure, although it was all to no avail because he then postponed the departure at 5 o'clock so he could have a second meeting with Conley this afternoon. All of this mainly on budget, domestic and foreign policy, with Ehrlichman and Kissinger in on parts of the meetings. He had Stein and Schultz in for a quick discussion and then went out and announced that Stein would be replacing McCracken as new chairman of the CEA. He agreed to move on Taft-Hartley and the dock strikes in the west or east coast and Gulf ports and told Schultz to put that into motion. In talking with Stein, he told him he's got to be mean, and he's got to work with Schultz and Conley, and he should bring. And he told Schultz to bring Stein into the international economic group, the little group of Schultz, Conley, Kissinger, and now Stein. I had to call Rogers today to tell him we were going to drop the Latin American trip, and that turned out to be no problem. He was all for dropping it. Also volunteered the fact that he doesn't want to go to Russia, even though he had discussed that with me earlier as his idea of advancing the president's Moscow trip. He now thinks that there's no need to do that, that he will, however, have to sign the Berlin Agreement at some point, and that when he does that, he and Gromyko could talk at that time about any plans we wanted him to cover for the Moscow trip. He said he'd had a long talk with Dobrynin and that the Russians are very anxious to have the trip a success, that they were concerned on the Eisenhower trip and the Kennedy trip and so on of the past, and they didn't want any repeat, so they would go all out to make sure this one worked out as well as possible. He also said he told Dobrynin that there could be no European Security Conference next year until after the election, and then he suggested to me that if we don't get a Berlin settlement, we could announce at the Moscow summit that there would be a European Security Conference in 1973, which would give us some carryover value out of the conference. On the plane out to California this evening, the president had me in. He had talked to Colson on the phone and was concerned because we had tentatively, he and Conley and the group had tentatively decided to go ahead with the federal pay increase, allowing him to have 5.5% retroactive to January 1st to avoid a 6% increase in June and another 6% in October. Colson thinks that that might indicate we're not holding the line on pay increases and might just look like we're rolling over for the union. So the president wanted Ehrlichman to think that over and discuss with Conley. And the president's view was that having taken the Meany step, he shouldn't indicate any give now. And in any event, it wouldn't satisfy the federal employees anyway. The real question is the psychological effect of the president agreeing to raise pay and the detrimental effect on holding the line against pay increases. This being a bad time to do something like this, our best position now is to be very tough. The president said he didn't have a very strong feeling, but he was wondering about it. We now have the letter in hand confirming his selection as Time Man of the Year, so he's agreed to do an interview with Time, but wants to make it as late as possible to so that it'll be as timely as it can be. End of November 24th.